So Texas has long had a reputation of locking up convicted criminals and throwing away the key. Not well known in that state for rehabilitation programs. So if I asked you, John, if we are talking about rehabilitating criminals instead of just locking them up, 10 years ago, and I asked you, is Texas the national model? Would you have said yes?
No, I would have probably said Texas is better known for taser use, possibly.
Jim Marquette joins us. Our guest is a former sergeant in the Texas Department of Corrections, so he knows where he speaks. He's now head of the Criminology and Sociology Program at the University of Texas at Dallas. Jim, let me ask you the same question. 10 years ago, if I told you the Texas prison system was the model for rehabilitation, would you have agreed with me?
Probably not. But even back then, inroads were being made to move it in that direction. So at that, over the past 10 years, that is a good sign where we are today.
Okay, well, I know some person who would agree that Texas is getting to that point now. It's Adam Gelb. He's project director of the Public Safety Performance Project of the Pew Center on the States. He joins us from Atlanta. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about this new program. You helped create it. And what was the goal of the program? Are we talking a program designed to cut back on crime, maybe save money on prisons, or was it designed to cut back on recidivism?
Well, all the above. You know, Texas is a very symbol of law and order in this country, and the state had built 100,000 prison cells over the past 20 years or so, but in 2007 they just said no. We're not going to keep going in this direction. There's got to be a better way to get a higher return for taxpayer dollars on public safety. So violent offenders have got to be locked up and kept behind bars for a long time. But these lower-level offenders, property offenders, drug offenders, we've got to do something different to keep them from cycling back and forth through the system over and over again. And so they made a massive investment in community and residential probation and treatment programs, and so far it's working. They've saved over $250 million, and the crime rate in Texas is falling right in line with the national average.
And there's certainly been a drop in incarcerations rates. I mean, since 2000, it was going up every single year by 3%. Last year, it went up just up by a fraction. And then this year, there's actually a decline. So, Jim, you've worked in the prison system for quite some time. Would you say that there's a real progress, a real turnaround going on?
Oh, yeah, I agree with everything that Adam says. I mean, this is right on the money. Not only do we study the system, but we're also taxpayers in the state. And you know, if you step back and you take a look at it, it costs roughly $40 a day to house somebody in the Texas prison system. And, you know, that's pretty expensive. You have over 130,000, 140,000 people incarcerated. You're talking about billions of dollars that are plowed into this prison system every year just to maintain it. So incarceration is a very costly endeavor on the part of the state, and B, if you continue to build, you're going to have to find this money somewhere in the state. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do to constantly build prisons. I mean, it costs $50 to $70 million to construct one of these places, and you know, I mean, over the past 10 years, we're putting money into other things. So this is the way to go.
But Adam, you know, isn't it easy to say that Texas is most improved? I mean, we're talking about a state that has a much higher rate of incarceration than the rest of the country. They still have a very high rate of incarceration. So, of course, they're most improved. They had a long way to go, right?
Well, they did. And most improved is an interesting superlative to give them. They really have slammed on the brakes and turned in the other direction with respect to the size of the prison population. But there's a lot to do in order to make sure that these programs work effectively and other parts of the system. So, but what Texas has done is really having reverberations across the country. You can imagine the impact it has when talking to state legislators and governors across the South, the Midwest, and the West in particular, let alone the Northeast, in terms of states grappling with the worst budget crisis that they've had in a generation.
But it's not just
to cut back.
It's not just a budget issue, though, Adam Gelb. I also having reverberations across the country is the situation in Washington State, where a fellow was paroled in Arkansas on a program that had cost savings as one of its goals, and he shoots four police officers. I imagine that has an impact on the political risk associated with investments in rehab programs and residential shelters.
Well, of course it does, but most people, John, have realized at this point that we cannot build our way to public safety. We've tried. We've put a million more people behind bars than we had 20 years ago, and that the system needs to do a much better job of sorting out the high-risk violent offenders from the low-risk nonviolent offenders.
How do we evaluate that? How do we know the sorting is going well? I get your cost savings argument. That sounds great.
Well, we know much better. We know much better today. There's no absolute prediction of human behavior, of course, but there is a pretty striking consensus across this country at this point among Republican and Democratic state leaders, as well as police and prosecutors, that we need to do a better job of identifying violent offenders and keeping them behind bars and not taking up so much space and taxpayer dollars with low-level nonviolent offenders.
Okay, so this program that Adam Gelb has designed is part of the Public Safety Performance Project for the Pew Center on the States. And in Texas specifically, it's designed to cut back on the rate of incarcerations and set up longer probation periods and rehabilitation programs. Jim Marquardt, a former sergeant in the Texas Department of Corrections, will this become the national model?
Yes, I think it will, and as it's played out in a very large state like Texas, other states across the nation are going to watch this and see how it plays out and make accommodations. And I think the other state that is probably watching this under a microscope is California, because they're at the cusp of all of this. You know, are they going to build or are they going to release? And that's where they are. So Texas, California, some of these major states are in this mode right now, and a lot of these other states will probably fall in line. It's simply too expensive.
Okay, Jim Marquardt, former sergeant in the Texas Department of Corrections, now head of the Criminology and Sociology Program at the University of Texas in Dallas, and Adam Gelb with the Pew Center on the States. Thanks to both of you. Coming up, we will talk about food as we do every Wednesday, and we've got some quick and easy solutions to feeding people over the holidays. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.